Right, hello, my name is Stephen Kinstall. This is my third, I think, audio boo. Simon Halliday asked me to think about curriculum design and curriculum redesign. Here's, in 4 minutes or less, my kind of half-dashed off thoughts while I'm in the middle of writing a book. But the first thing I suppose that I talk about when thinking about curriculum redesign is that we have to trust the experts. So let the experts get together in a room and design an interlocking curriculum or a set of courses that they think might be good for the students. Now, what I would do here is I would, in trusting the experts, I would also make sure they leave special courses in the meantime via electives. If you have some XA macroeconomics, they want to teach a certain course and students want to learn that course, you have to be able to give them the space to do that. In particular, you also have to figure out how you know these students as you get on. You do the course every 7 years. I mean, I think if you have a curriculum that works, that's great, but after 7 years, it's going to become staid, and highly likely, over that 7 years, the set of skills that you're going to be preparing the students for in the first 7 years is probably not going to be the same for the second 7 years. You know, that's why the spaces come in, so you can iterate the thing year after year. But then at the end of every 7 years, you know, the dean and the senior lecturers and everybody are committed to actually completely redesigning the thing. Now, that doesn't mean they throw the baby out with the bathwater. You can keep the practical components, let's say, in our BBS. UL's BBS has a co-op section where the students get an 8-month placement, which gives them lots of practical skills. So I would 6 economics modules. Maybe it'd be better with 4 or maybe with 8, you know, that kind of thing. I think when you get a lot of experts in a room, rather than the usual territorial pissing, you simply say, look, you know, we're going to trust that you understand the right way to teach these students. And, you know, while understanding that they're not going to get it right, actually say, look, I believe that you have the ability to do something new with this particular degree. Here's what you can come up with. And have them generate 2 or 3 different options and have the management choose the best one that they see fit, knowing, of course, that you can iterate along the way and, of course, that you're going to redo it every 7 years. I think that's commensurate with the ideal of academic freedom, which we want to enshrine in every single thing that we do. It also makes sure that the curriculum as much as possible is up to date with new thoughts, new ideas, new approaches, new faculty and new books, etc. But it also means that the students understand that their input is respected, that they will get a say in what they are learning, and also that they can decide what they want to learn if they have an idea for a certain, say, seminar, or if we happen to get the world expert in whatever over to speak to us for a couple of weeks. I think these things are very valuable. I think you should have probably 3 core principles when you're thinking about curriculum design. The first is, you know, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but understand that the past is the past and you need to change things. The second is trust. Trust the people who are delivering the modules to understand the best way to do that. And also understand that you're never going to get it right. And once you have that, then you're in good shape, I think. I really would be very hopeful that you could do that in an iterative way, just by listening to what the students say and listening to how they say it. I'm sure that once you do the focus groups, talk to the students, do the surveys, etc., they'll tell you what they're happy with. They'll tell you what they're not impressed with. And between the interaction of faculty, students, management, and the real world, you've probably come up with something that people will like and flock to. So those are my thoughts on curriculum redesign in 4 minutes flat. And now back to writing this book. Thanks very much to Simon for getting me to think about it. Cheers.